Ryan, first of all, how much of a relief was it when you saw that game-winning goal go in Coventry?
Yeah, it was. It's been a long time coming here. It's been a tough stretch for us, you know, to grind out that win. Of course, it was a 0-0 game between us and Coventry, as you probably expect. But you know what? It feels good, obviously, just to get off that slide. It's never easy to go through and to get a win. And you know, to grind out a win, I thought Coventry played pretty well, and you know, we canceled each other out, and you know, for Jacko to step up, and that's a big goal here. A win can do a lot of good things for a team that's struggling here, and we just got to kind of build off it now.
Are you surprised that you've struggled for goals, bearing in mind what you did in the Champions League?
Yeah, you know, they just kind of stopped coming, and we had great chances, and we missed, and then you know, we continued to find every which way not to score. And, you know, obviously then the power play kind of went and it just kind of snowballed. And now it's, you know, it's kind of a monkey on our back here, but like I said, it's never easy. Things don't happen easy when you're, when things aren't going well and you're not winning and you know, the kind of the road trips we've had to go on and the fact that we were out of our rink and not practicing and not really getting into a proper routine, it just kind of seemed to snowball and things kind of, magnified a bit, but, you know, we've got a good group here, and getting that win now, we're back home. You can kind of sense it's a bit of a different feel here. We're finally back at home, going to play in front of our fans here the next two games before we go to Dundee. So, you know, I think we just got to kind of look at the positives, and you know, the win, like I said, a win can do a lot for a struggling group, and we're hoping to build off that.
Some good news for you this week as well with regard to the Department of Player Safety. Always a bonus, isn't it, when you know there's going to be a review and you come out the other side and there's no game suspensions?
Yeah, obviously Scott Pitt's a huge part of our team here, and you know, we were prepared for the worst and hoping for the best, and we got the news today that he wouldn't be suspended. So yeah, you know, like maybe it's a sign of things to come here. Things are starting to maybe hopefully go our way a bit, and we got to take advantage of it.
When you do look at this weekend, how good is it going to be back home?
Yeah, it's no secret here. We enjoy playing in front of our fan base. We got the best fans by a long shot in the league here. We're sold out on Friday, and you know, the place will be rocking. The last time we played was in the Champions League versus Ingolstadt, and it was a great game to be a part of. And you know, I think just having that home ice advantage is huge, like any team in this league, and we desperately need it. You know, we've been on the road here for 5-6 weeks now, so it's been it's been a tough go, but like I said, you know, we did something Sunday that we can build off of here, and we've had a good week of training and preparation so far, and we got a big game, Challenge Cup game on Friday.
When you look at the other fixtures over the course of the weekend, there's some great matchups, aren't there? You look at Edinburgh Manchester within your conference. That's going to be potentially a matchup that could decide anything from first to fifth place. You look at the Coventry Belfast game. Coventry have made changes to their roster this week. Belfast, again, they get their player coach back. Nottingham Sheffield is always going to be what Nottingham Sheffield is, and Cardiff and Fife. When you look at the fixtures so far this season, what have you learnt about the Elite League?
I mean, we're four games in here. We haven't seen everybody. You know, it's so early to be talking about where we are in the table. I mean, obviously everybody points to it here, but I think overall the parity is tightened up. I think I certainly think our division has gotten stronger. You know, the likes of Edinburgh, Dundee, Fife, you know, I think they've got better. They got more offensive. They got great goaltending. You know, they're going to be tough for any team going in there. And then you look across, you know, across in the other conference there, and yeah, you know, you're splitting hairs right now. Obviously Coventry is making changes to join the race, but you go into any of those buildings and you're up against it. You know, I think the team that can dominate on their home ice and can pick up points where they can in on the road is probably going to be, you know, the one that pulls away here. But I think establishing that 4 or 5 game winning streak like we've seen in the past is going to be tough to do. It's going to be very hard to do. The competition's stiff, and obviously, you add a bit of travel in there, and it's there's no easy games.
Is there any truth that you are going to go the month of October without a drink?
Well, if I got through Saturday, I figure I can get through any other. But yeah, that is true. That is true, yeah.
So you're sober for October. Are you looking for plenty of support from people?
It's funny. I kind of went into it. I'm like, all right, let's see what happens. And by about lunchtime, I had about 200 pounds in my account. So I thought, oh, I'm kind of in it now with both feet here. So, I'm on Twitter being that annoying guy pushing it whenever I can. But it's for a great cause, obviously, McMillan Cancer Care and cancer research and whatnot. It's good. It'll be okay. I'll get through it.
One way or another. What is going to be the tipple of choice then, in victory or otherwise, on Saturday or even on Friday nights?
Say that again. What's going to be my drink of choice? Yeah. Well, I don't know. Maybe water with a lemon. Maybe I'll throw a lime in for a little mixture. But I'm heavy in the coffee now. I just traded it out, and I seem to be going a bit more coffee. So offsetting it with one vice, I guess. But no, it's like you said, it's for a great cause, and it's good. I know a couple guys around the league. I've noticed they're doing it as well. So hopefully everybody kind of gets out and can support what little they can, and that'd be great.
How do people do that?
I posted a lot on Twitter, so I provide a link on Twitter and to the Sober October. So I guess if you want to follow me, I'm probably sure to be posting it up there every other day, and you can just take the link from there and go. It takes you right to the website.
And it's at Finner.
At Finner16.
That's the place to go. Okay, Finner, thank you.
All right, buddy. Thanks a lot.